when we talk about the peak of American communism and our own countrymen have no idea what we're talking about. It's like a repressed, distant, and inaccessible dream. Have you ever had one of those? You wake up and you just have a vague memory of what you dreamt about, and it's can't quite pin it down, can't quite wrestle it, and it's not exactly clear, but you remember certain things about it, but the more you think about it, the more it slips away. That is how many people view the 2 years of tyranny that began under Donald J. Trump. And people have reappropriated their opprobrium, their hatred for that time, to little Fauci. But never forget who hired Tony Fauci. Never forget who gave the country over to Tony Fauci, who platformed Tony Fauci, stood by him day after day after day for COVID briefings to the press, to the American people, and who ultimately failed to fire Tony Fauci. Never forget who did that. I have, in recent weeks, here on Paratalk, on the Crusade Channel Live, talk radio the way it should be, I have been praiseworthy of President Trump. I have said positive things about him. I have acknowledged that he has the right take, for example, on the Russian and Ukrainian war. He speaks like a president about that. He says the killing must stop. I can end the war. He doesn't say Zelensky's right. He doesn't say Putin's the devil. He doesn't say Putin's right. He just says that it needs to end. I think that's commendable. I think that's true. I think that's a truer statement than Lindsey Graham, the pervert war hawk from South Carolina, who laughs callously with a homo-narcissistic grin on his face about how American taxpayer money is directly killing Russians. I don't think that that's the right approach. So I have been uncritical, let's say, of Donald Trump in recent weeks. And I feel the need to counterbalance all of those compliments that I have lavished him with here on this show, with just today a reminder that we are still in 2023 uncovering shocking levels of hypocrisy with respect to the global communist hoax, as illustrated by this BBC article. But I discovered last night, or I realized this last night, in speaking with trusted advisors and a close circle of friends, that more or less, we in the West are suffering from what can only be described as outrage fatigue. We in the West, generally speaking, have been binge-watching outrage porn for decades. What is outrage porn? Outrage porn is cable news. Outrage porn is terrestrial talk radio. It's Mark Levin. It's Michael Savage. every night we get ourselves worked up into a tizzy. The Democrats are to blame for our open borders. We have a crisis at the border and they're bringing drugs and crime. Yeah, we do have a crisis at the border. And it may be worth your attention to think about it from time to time. In fact, it may be one of the largest weaknesses and security breaches in the history of mankind. There is a human trafficking crisis at the border. There is a drug problem. There is a criminality problem. There is a humanitarian crisis. All of those things are true. The conclusion that you are fed while you are mentally masturbating with your outrage porn are false conclusions. The Democrats are not to blame. The establishment is to blame. The elites are to blame. The globalists, whoever they are to blame. The Republicans have captured the White House. For 12 of the last 20 plus years, two terms of George W. Bush, one term of Donald J. Trump, and the Republicans are poised to recapture the White House going forward. The executive branch of the government is supposed to be charged with keeping us safe. That's why they exist. That's why the functions of war and justice and borders are given to the executive branch of government. The Democrats are not solely to blame for the problems at the border. But when we are worked into the emotional tizzy, when Bill O'Reilly is given license every single night to work your emotions into a tizzy, it is designed to circumnavigate your rational thought and go immediately to your emotional thought. And that takes energy. It is exhausting. And eventually you get to the place where you have outrage fatigue. You have been outraged every night of your life for years. You have sustained yourself on a diet of angry, right-wing, so-called, talk radio, followed by angry, right-wing, so-called, cable news. You maybe read an article on Town Hall before bed. And you have exhausted your emotions. And every day, just like the cuck who is addicted to pornography in real life, you need something stronger the next time. Just like the drug addict, you develop a tolerance for the outrage, a tolerance for the emotional manipulation to which you willingly undergo. And so the outrage has to grow in scope and magnitude, in articulation, in order to achieve the same levels of outrage that you have become addicted to. And eventually, we just burn out. We just burn out on outrage. We become fatigued with it. This actually can be a grace when the drug addict finally just burns out on drugs and says, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I have to separate myself from this. when the cuck who is addicted to pornography finally realizes that he's seen it all, there's nothing else to see. It's destroying his life, it's controlling his passions. He's above this, he's not an animal, he's not a beast. And he finally pulls himself out of that gutter. Part of what enables him to do that is just the fatigue of all of it. He becomes numb to it. It doesn't have the same power or effect on him anymore. That, I think, is something similar to the psychology of what many of our fellow countrymen are going through. Those who should be outraged, absolutely enraged, by the illegal and unconstitutional actions of the Trump administration, followed by the Biden administration in the COVID communist hoax.